mess. But hear the man of God right now. The church is not in trouble. The church is not on its way down. The church is not shaky. My God, I wish there was somebody still believe like this. Hallelujah. The church is all right. The church is stronger than it's ever been. He's still Lord of Lords. He's still King of Kings. He's still the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. 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 Well, what about the falling away? Well, what about the prophet Isaiah that said of his increase, his kingdom, the increasing of his kingdom? Big deal about the falling away. What about the ones that are still contending and moving forward in this last day revival? The church is the only thing that's predestined to win. That's why I can preach what I'm preaching right now. Because I know, I've read the book, young people, and I know, regardless of what your parents are doing, regardless of your aunts and uncles that are compromising, regardless of your friends and their parents that have stood against your pastor and stood up against your pastor, you better hear what I'm telling you. The church is going to win. Let me get in the mind of a precious young person in this place that has come to this place so burdened down because you live in homes where you have family that don't think twice about slandering the pulpit, and the devil's got you concerned about the church because people are walking away. Can I tell you, go home with your head up. The church is all right. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. If you believe that, would you shout it out of your guts? It's gonna be all right. Am I doing all right? Let me preach to a pastor's kid. Let me preach to a pastor's daughter that your lifestyle has been cramped because your dad has taken stands on doctrine and taken stands on separation. And you lay in your bed at night wondering, is it really worth it? Are we going to be okay? Let me tell you something, baby. Hold your head up high. God is going to be your daddy's shield and his exceeding great reward. And so, it seemed like some of the conversations that I've been in as of late has been the pressure, the financial stress, the confusion, the voices, the emerging church, the wolves that are among us, the praying wolves that are among us. I don't care how many letters they got out on the end of their name. The Bible says if they come preaching any other gospel, let them be a curse. And young person, if you don't want to be cursed, you better disconnect from your... You better take them off as your friend. You better change your email address. You better quit texting them because they're cursed. Well, it's not relevant anymore. Why, how do they know what's relevant? We're dealing with irrelevancy. We're dealing with depression and oppression. And if we're not careful, we look at all of the things that are going wrong and all the things that are coming against us. But real quick, before I hurry into what I want to preach tonight, let me just stop and explain something to you. My response to all of the problems and all of the things that are coming against us is this. If the church is predestined to win, that tells me that God has equipped her with the things that it's going to take to overcome these attacks. Hallelujah. If the church is predestined to come out on top, the head and not the tail, that explains to me that God has put in within the church the things that it's going to take to overcome the evil one. I want to ask you a question.